WKJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at high school basketball action from Friday night. In boys hoops, it was Atlantic over Denison Schleswig, 61-54. And in girls action, Denison Schleswig turned the tables on the Trojans, beating them 67-45. We'll take a look at other boys' scores here in just a moment. But in other girls' action from last night, it was Adair Casey over Peyton Sherdan, 73-23. Bedford downing Liberty Center Southeast Warren, 60-25. Carroll was a 46-42 winner over Carlisle. Charter Oak Ute beat Mondamin West Harrison in girls' hoops, 51-37. It was Lewis Central over Harlan, 46-34. Creston, a 29-25 winner over Clarinda. Boyer Valley beating Logan Magnolia, 49-25. The Exira girls handed East Green a 62-24 loss. It was Glenwood over Shenandoah, 79-27. Nottoway Valley girls beating Pleasantville, 60-31. IKM Manning slammed Ottawa West Monona, 85-25 in girls' hoops. It was Iowa Christian over Cam by a score of 32-27. Carroll Kemper Catholic over Roland Story, 52-43. Mo Valley over Audubon, 55-47 in girls' basketball. In other action, it was Nishnabotna beating Essex, 51-34. Otibold Arthur BCIG over Correctionville, River Valley, 88-34. Panorama defeated Coon Rapids Baird, 46-29 in girls' hoops. Also, it was Stanton over Fremont Mills, 56-38. Trainer with a 53-30 win over Oakland Riverside. Underwood beat Griswold in girls' action, 47-28. Van Meter was a 46-41 winner over Guthrie Center. Villisca just squeaked past the Iowa School for the Deaf, 30-29. Walnut was a 2-point winner over Glidden-Ralston, 37-35. And West Central Valley of Stewart beat Madrid by 20 points, 57-37 in girls' basketball. Elsewhere in boys' hoops, it was Adair Casey over Peyton Sherdan, 66-29. Cam, a 67-51 win over Iowa Christian. Ankeny Christian Academy beat Orion Maxburg, 45-40. The Audubon boys were a 62-36 winner over Mo Valley. Carroll beat Carlisle, 70-37. Charter Oak Ute had a 3-point win over Mondamin West Harrison in boys' hoops, 78-75. Clarinda was a 55-51 winner over Creston. Coon Rapids Baird beat Panorama by a score of 53-47. It was Corridon of Wayne over Corning in boys' hoops, 61-49. Boyer Valley with a 53-48 win over Logan Magnolia. East Mills got past Clarinda Academy, 53-50 in boys' hoops. EHK Xyra beat Grand Junction East Green, 64-48. Glenwood pulled off a 61-20 victory over Shenandoah. Nottoway Valley beat Pleasantville, 69-46. Harlan had a 66-57 win over Lewis Central, and IKM Manning beat Ottawa West Monona 61-55 in boys' action. Elsewhere in double overtime, it was Kemper Catholic over Orange City Unity Christian 69-67. Liberty Center Southeast Warren beating Bedford in boys' hoops 50-46. Nishnabotna a 55-34 winner over Essex. Red Oak down Council Bluffs TJ 67-63. Sydney beat College Springs South Page 68-32. It was Fremont Mills over Stanton 72-37. Trainer over Riverside by a score of 51-45. Underwood downing Griswold in boys' action 56-36. Van Meter beating Guthrie Center 41-28. And West Central Valley of Stewart over Madrid 55-53. Also Woodbine over Whiting 41-28. And those are the scores from Friday night's high school hoops here on KJAN. You can find all those scores on our webpage at KJAN.com. Click on the sports tab. The Iowa men's basketball team is seeking their third straight win when they host 6th-ranked Ohio State this afternoon. The Hawkeyes are coming off surprising road wins at Wisconsin and Minnesota. The Buckeyes' only losses came at Kansas when they were without star Jared Sullinger at Indiana. Ohio State has won 6 straight over the Hawkeyes, but Iowa leads the series 73-69. Now, tip time in Iowa City is at 2 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 1 o'clock here on AM 1220 KJAN. The Iowa State men's basketball team, meanwhile, is looking for its 7th straight win today when they travel to face Texas A&M. The Cyclones have dropped 8 in a row to the Aggies and 5 straight in College Station. Texas A&M opened Big 12 play with a loss at Baylor, while Iowa State beat Texas 77-71 in its league debut. This will be the last time the Cyclones play at Texas A&M as Big 12 rivals, since the Aggies are headed to the SEC next season. The game is scheduled to begin at 3 o'clock at Reed Arena in College Station. And Northern Iowa takes on Drake tonight at the Knapp Center in Des Moines beginning at 7 o'clock. The Bulldogs have won 11 consecutive games at home, including an impressive showing against Indiana State in the conference opener. The Panthers are coming off a victory over Indiana State. That is a look at sports for this hour. We'll have more coming up next hour here on KJAN, a report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen for KJAN Sports.